I did not watch the news the morning they struck the bridge at Karaj. I found out from my daughter, who saw it on her phone before school and came into the kitchen holding the screen toward me, the way children do when they want you to confirm that what they are reading is real. I looked at the photograph. The bridge I recognized. My aunt used to take me across it on the way to her house on the far side of the city. I was 9 years old when I made that drive for the last time. The bridge was still there in the photograph. The bridge was also, by the time the photograph had been taken, no longer the thing I remembered. My daughter is 12. She was born here, in this country, in this city. She does not speak Farsi well enough to argue in it, which is the real test. She knows that I left Iran when she was 2 months old, that I carried her in a carrier through 3 countries, that I arrived here with documents that were not exactly what they appeared to be, that the years immediately after were the kind of years you do not describe accurately to a 12-year-old. She knows these things the way children know important family history, as facts that exist in the background of their ordinary life, significant but not present, like a weather system in a photograph taken before they were old enough to feel it. She does not know about the passport. There is an Iranian passport in the kitchen drawer, under the takeout menus, and the expired coupons, and the phone charger, that doesn't fit anything we currently own. It is my daughter's passport. It was issued before we left, before she could have had any opinion about whether she wanted it, and it has never been used for anything. I do not know why I have kept it. I tell myself it is administrative, that disposing of a passport requires a specific process, but this is not true. The process is simple. I have not done it. The morning of the Karaj Bridge, I told my daughter that breakfast was ready and that she needed to put her phone down. She asked me if I was okay. I said yes. I made eggs. I drove her to school. I came back to the apartment and sat at the kitchen table for a long time without doing the things I had planned to do that day. I left Iran in 2022, which is to say, I left in the months after the protests. My name is not important to this story, but what I did before leaving is I was a journalist. I covered the courts and occasionally the protests when the courts intersected with them, which, in 2022, they did with regularity. I wrote things that were published under my name, and then, when it became clear that names were being tracked in a particular way, I wrote things that were published under other arrangements, and then I stopped writing things and started preparing to leave. The leaving took longer than the preparation, which is always how it goes. My daughter was 2 months old when we crossed the last border. She did not know that she was becoming something different. She became an American before she became anything else. That is the life I built for her. I do not regret it. I want to be absolutely clear that I do not regret it. There is a particular expectation that attaches itself to people who leave a country that their new country is in conflict with. The expectation is that your grief should be organized in a specific way, that you should grieve clearly and correctly, which means grieving for the people in your home country, while simultaneously endorsing the military strategy of your adopted one, which means having an opinion about bridge strikes and surgical targeting and civilian casualties that is consistent with a position, that is legible as a position, that does not complicate the narrative. I do not have a legible position. My family is in Tehran, most of them, my mother and my father, and 2 of my brothers and their wives and my nieces, who are 8 and 5, and whose names mean spring and clarity respectively, which strikes me now as the kind of detail that is either unbearably poignant or simply real, depending on how close you are to it. I speak to my mother every other day, on a messaging application that works intermittently and sometimes does not work at all. She lives in a neighborhood that is not near any of the places that have been struck. This is the sentence I say to myself when I am trying to make the anxiety manageable. She is in a neighborhood that is not near any of the places that have been struck. I check this against the news several times a day. I could not have lived in Iran safely after 2022. That is also true. The country that I left was in the process of doing things to people like me. People who had written under their own names, who had been present at protests, who had documented certain things that made staying impossible. I am not confused about this. I am not, on some level, wishing I had stayed and become one of the people hiding in apartments while American jets ran sorties overhead. I know what I am. I know what I came here to build. But grief does not organize itself around what you know. It organizes itself around what you lost. The thing I lost was not a political system. I lost the smell of a particular market that operated two streets from my parents' house, where they sold dried herbs in open bags, and the person behind the counter knew my mother's name and had known it for 30 years. I lost the specific quality of light in Tehran in the early morning in autumn, which is not a thing you can adequately describe to anyone who has not seen it. I lost the sound of the city in Nowruz, which is the Persian New Year that falls in the spring, when the entire country reorganizes itself around family and food, and a fire that you jump over for luck, and my daughter has never jumped over a Nowruz fire because she was 2 months old when we left, and she has grown up in a country that does not observe it, and I have not been sufficiently organized or sufficiently ungrieving to build it for her here. The passport is in the kitchen drawer. I watch the news coverage of the strikes, and I notice the language being used. The language is the language of precision, of targets and objectives, and acceptable parameters. The people doing the striking are the people who gave me asylum, who gave my daughter her first school, and her first language, and her citizenship, and her ordinary American life. The people in the buildings near the targets are the people who know my mother's name at the herb market two streets from my parents' house. I do not know how to hold both of these things. I know that the framework for holding them exists. I know that people in diaspora communities around the world have held frameworks like this for as long as wars have displaced people and deposited them in the countries making the wars. I know that this is not a new situation. I know that there are names for what I am feeling, and that other people have felt it before me, and have written about it, and survived it. I cannot, this morning, reach any of that knowledge. I am at the kitchen table. My daughter is at school, making the particular version of herself that America is making her into, which is good, and which I worked very hard to give her access to. The passport is in the kitchen drawer. What I cannot admit, even now, is not that I am angry. I know that I am angry, and I know the targets of the anger are multiple, and not fully consistent with each other. What I cannot admit is simpler. I miss home. I miss it in a way that has nothing to do with the government, or the protests, or the particular history of how I came to leave. I miss home the way a person misses a thing they cannot return to, and cannot stop wanting, and the bombs make that specific grief impossible to say out loud, because to say that you miss Iran right now is to say something that will be heard as a political statement, and it is not a political statement. It is the simplest thing I know how to feel. My nieces are 8 and 5. Their names mean spring and clarity. I don't know how to end this, which is its own kind of answer. Is it possible to love two places that are at war, or does loving both mean, in the end, belonging to neither?